HC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Today's topic is sex and the feelings of guilt, the lie, the fact, and the truth. Authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okonowo. Having to start your day with asking God for forgiveness daily can be very frustrating, especially when you know you're going to commit the same sin again. Self-condemnation comes once we violate God's purpose and principles. This self-condemnation will surface at much unexpected times. Most times, young folks get involved in sex before marriage in order to express their freedom or liberty. In the end, the purpose is defeated because the very freedom they seek to express will be lost to emotional captivity and slavery. Freedom from a guilty conscience will be gone. Years ago, a lady sat before me. She was genuinely troubled. She felt God would never forgive her because she was involved in premarital sex. She wept bitterly. She said she had asked God to forgive her separately and she was not sure God had heard her. Another lady actually lost her mind after indulging in premarital sex because she believed she had committed an unpardonable sin. She couldn't recognize anybody again. She embraced the devil's lie that she had committed the unpardonable sin because of premarital sex. She was talking gibberish and making faces. When we were called alongside another pastor to pray for her, all our attempts failed until we started to address the issue of guilt by the Spirit of God. As we began to speak to her about God's love and kindness, that demon left her. She calmed down, sobered up, and tears began to flow. It was only then that she was restored. It was then she told us what really happened. The negative emotion of guilt is a terrible experience. Guilt can be so real to the point of being suicidal. When trouble ganged up on me, a mob of sins past counting, I was so swamped by guilt, I couldn't see my way clear. More guilt in my heart than hair on my head. So heavy the guilt that my heart gave out. So says David in Psalm 40, verse 12, the Message translation. I'm swamped by my bad behavior, collapsed under gunny sacks of guilt. That was Psalm 38, verse 4, the Message translation also. Now, you wouldn't want to live with guilt all your life for violating God's law. However, no matter how guilty you feel right now, God can always send help if you call upon Him and trust in His word. That's the way out. It could be a sin of fornication or adultery, or any form of sexual perversion, the blood of Jesus took care of it all. Then I let it all out. I said, I'll make a clean breast of my failures to God. Suddenly the pressure was gone. My guilt dissolved. My sin disappeared. The Message translation, Psalm 32, verse 5. I want you to know that there is a lover of your soul that is different from any lover who might have disappointed you. You might have been disappointed by men, abandoned by men, used and dumped by men, treated shabbily by men, but when you meet the man, he will restore your soul. The Samaritan woman had met so many of them, but then when she met the man, the lover of her soul, she couldn't but express the difference that turned her life around. In John 4, 28 and 29, the woman left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man. Respond to God's love today. Refuse the emotion of guilt. You see, the moment you have asked your Father to forgive you, He forgives and forgets. The devil tries to bring guilt so that you can feel unworthy and thereby prevent you from coming into God's presence boldly. But you see, this issue is a family affair. If your earthly father has forgiven you of an offense, what else can the servant of the house say? You simply tell him to shut up. That is the way you handle the devil. It's none of his business. God forgave you, period. Tell the devil to shut up. It's between you and your father. It's a family affair and it is settled. You should stop poke nosing. The blood of Jesus handled it already. If he tries to remind you of your past, remind him of his future. It's the bottomless pit. Make sure you stop sinning. That is what God doesn't want, continuous and habitual sins. Grace cannot abound when sin continues. Only hearken to what Jesus said to the adulterous woman caught in the act in John 8:11. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more. The fact is that you did something wrong. The lie is that you will never be forgiven. The truth is that you are already forgiven and it is forgotten. Embrace the truth today and let it set you free. Truth is superior to fact. For married people, never allow guilt within marriage. Sex strengthens the couple emotionally. It improves their connectedness. Rather than bring guilt, it brings bliss. Oftentimes, married ladies have inhibitions and sometimes experience guilt when it comes to sex, but it shouldn't be. Guilt within marriage is an attempt of the devil to ruin your marriage. Don't allow him. Feel free with your spouse and enjoy the wife of your youth. Confession for the day. Sin will not have dominion over me. I am able to follow God's injunctions. I put my body under. All my sins are forgiven. I am a new creature. Prayer for the day. Lord, strengthen me in my inner man. Help me to comprehend with all the saints what is the length, breadth, and height and depth of your love for me. In Jesus' name. Thought for the day, Isaiah 6:7. He touched my mouth with the coal and said, look, this coal has touched your lips. Gone your guilt, your sins wiped out. Action plan for the day. Study righteousness. This message is brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club. I am Oluwaloni Oke.
KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.